There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The secret to catching prize-worthy fish? Fishing like a local. Jonas Knox here with Fishing Booker. The valuable knowledge of a local guide can turn a fishing trip of no bites into the best catch of the day. Go to fishingbooker.com to discover thousands of local fishing charters from all around the world and create your perfect angling adventure with their easy-to-use online booking system. Visit fishingbooker.com and book your trip today. Fishing Booker. Fishing trips made easy.
From BBC Radio 4. Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Outkick the coverage live every weekday morning from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 3 to 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for Outkick the coverage at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every morning on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
So who actually won? Based on the results last night, the answer might surprise you. We'll get into that conversation coming up here in just a couple of moments from now. It is Outkick the Coverage here, Fox Sports Radio. LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you here. You can check out the show as always on the iHeartRadio app. You can find us on hundreds of Fox Sports Radio affiliates and wherever you are, making us a part of your Friday morning, the first football Friday of the NFL season. We're going to take you all the way up until 9 a.m. Eastern time, 6 o'clock Pacific, right here on FSR. And we have got all sorts of fun stuff coming up later on. By the way, the great Joel Klatt will be joining us live from Columbus, Ohio.
Yeah, that's right, baby.
Yeah.
The Klatt attack. He's coming.
Damn right.
He's here.
By the way,
Klattopus.
By the way, Joel Klatt took a shot at soccer the other night on Twitter that pissed some people off. Some of these loser soccer fans on Twitter got really emotional about it. So we'll have some fun with that. We got Animal Thunderdome, all of that. But the story is obviously the first game of the NFL season. It was the Bucs beating the Dallas Cowboys. They get a field goal late to win it. So Dallas covers the spread. But you look at it and go, well, I mean, yeah, but Dallas lost the game. I don't know about you guys, but I came away way more impressed with the Dallas Cowboys than the Buccaneers. And maybe that's because I had low expectations and I thought the game would be a wipeout. But I came away thinking Dallas is a team that could be might have to deal with in that NFC based on what we saw last night. I thought they were impressive.
I mean, I picked them to win the NFC East. I picked them as a 10-7 team, I believe is what I had as their record. I've got them making a playoff run. I don't have them going to the NFC Championship game or anything, but I think they're going to be a good football team. And you know, LeVar talked about the offensive line. The concern was Zach Martin. I was looking at that, but it wasn't overly noticeable. I think it's just that's how good that Bucs defensive front is. I don't know if you want to try running against them. They were like that last year. It was more to me the defense, though. Like, could they present a challenge? And look, I don't know if giving up 31 points, and really it could have been worse, right? Because they were knocking on the door when Godwin fumbled the football. So I don't know if that's that. You're kind of going, well, maybe the defense wasn't that good. But I at least felt like at times They presented some issues to the Bucks. So I do think this is an improved team. We know they're going to be able to score points, and their defense should improve as the year goes on. So like I said, I think they're the best team in the NFC East. Hmm. If Dak stays healthy, if this defense continues to develop, I think there's a lot to be excited about if you're a Dallas Cowboys fan. And I don't know that you've had the chance to say that for a while. Like, I think this roster is at a better point than it's been in a while.
Yeah, I actually think the defense did improve. I mean, if you look at the way they played last year versus this first game, it's day and night different. The demeanor of it is different. So I think that was a daunting task. I'm not for moral victories. A loss is a loss. They lost. They were not good enough to win the game, no matter how well they played. That's just the kind of guy I am. Now, if I am the Dallas Cowboys, or I'm a Dallas Cowboy fan, and I break down this game, I saw some very, very, like, pronounced things to be excited about. And I mentioned, I felt the offensive line, that was a daunting task. And I think they got, like, two or three holding calls, something like that. Yeah, they had their moments, but they competed at a different level than what we've seen since we started talking about this being an elite offensive line for the Cowboys. So I took that away as a positive. CeeDee Lamb is going to be a superstar in this league. I took that away from this game. Amari Cooper, if he can stay healthy, you got to believe that this is going to be a trend that does not slow down. Because those guys are giving Dak Prescott the opportunity to look very, very, very good out there on the field. So, to me, the bigger question is, will they be able to get their running game launched? Because I have yet to see Zeke look like. I know they said, oh, he looks quick, he looks in shape, he looks better. He did nothing. And like you said, you could expect that from the Tampa Bay defense. Yeah. But he still did nothing. So I'm still wondering, can he be that guy again? Because that's going to play a major part in if they're able to be an NFC East champion, or if they're able to be competitive if they make it to the playoffs.
And also, if we're Dallas to open up with that team week one, like, how many times is that Dallas secondary or that defense going to be playing against an offensive like that with that many weapons this season? I mean, how many teams have that?
They got a pretty easy schedule.
Yeah. So.
Say that because of their division, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and if I'm a Cowboy fan, you know, you're not going to see that same offense anywhere inside your own division. Like, that doesn't exist inside the NFC East. Like, whether it's the Giants, whether it's the Eagles, whether it's Washington. I mean, Washington's got a couple of nice players.
But you will see a defensive front.
Yeah. No.
You'll see a defense that's as good as the one that you saw last night.
So let me ask you, as just a defensive guy, LeVar. Did you notice Dan Quinn's impact
on
that defense last night?
Absolutely.
So you know it was.
It was
could tell.
The demeanor of the defense was different. The speed of the of this defense was different. They did present problems for Tampa Bay. In fact, they were in the game for most of the game based upon defensive play. I mean, we could say if not for the fumble into the end zone, but as a defender. If not, it is what we live by. You know what I mean? Like, we have to be the ones that create turnovers or try to generate points. That's our mindset. So, and that can happen anywhere on the field. So if you fumble out of the end zone or if you fumble on your own 1 yard line, it's all the same to us because that's what we needed to do. Do something that impacts the game. So for them to have made plays, you know, and to actually help dictate the pace of the game, that's different all by itself from last year's defensive unit. So they were able to actually dictate what was going on in the game to a certain degree. At one point, the game was tied up, what, at 7-7 or 6-7, what it was 14? It was tied up, I think, at least two times in the game.
Yeah, or at least
at a low number, too. Yeah. It wasn't like a high. It wasn't like Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers were just running roughshod over top of Dallas. It was they showed to have been a very, very competitive unit out there.
And even if you do get run over, even if Tom Brady and Dallas were going up and down the field on them, like Dallas showed offensively, they can hang. I mean, right. there's enough on the field there they can hang.
I think that's the other thing about football, and then you hear the phrase sometimes, and other times we, you know, no one really talks about what exactly it is. You know, you got to be a team that can hang in those games where your defense is giving up some yards and points. You got to be able to put up points of your own. I thought Dallas showcased they could do that, especially with their final drive to go ahead before forcing the Bucks with, what, 1:20 left or about a minute left and one timeout to go down and kick one of their own. I mean, that's complimentary football. I mean, you would have liked your defense to get a stop, to get off the field.
True.
If you're a Cowboys fan, you're saying, well, that was a push-off. It's OPI today, most likely. But again, as we talked in the first segment, that could have gone either way. I think what they displayed, at least early on, is the offense is still there. Their defense is going to be improved. We just need to see how they progress and if they can turn things up on their own division. Because if you're looking at the NFC picture – okay, the NFC West, we know it's incredibly competitive.
Yeah.
There's gonna be carnation from within, right? Like they're gonna be chopping at the bit with each other to just try to win that division. I think the NFC North, it's Green Bay Packers, Minnesota's probably second in my mind. Then Chicago might factor in,
yep.
And then you got the NFC South, which Tampa Bay might be running away with. But that's ultimately who your competition is. Like if you're Dallas, that might be the team that you're competing with for that number one overall seed. Only because they've got maybe the easiest path to win the NFC South. You've probably got a great chance of winning the NFC East. And the other divisions are going to have more competition. So that's what they need to take advantage of moving forward. Because I do think last night, what was showcased was two playoff teams. And I know it's the first game of the season and it's early. But that's where the Bucs are at, and I think the Dallas Cowboys are right there with them.
So the Cowboys schedule, they got a bye week in week 7. They're at the Chargers, and then they get Philly, Carolina, and the Giants at home, and then they're at New England. So
it's not a daunting schedule.
Okay, so 4-2 feels like that's a real possibility. And if you're 4-2 heading into the bye, you got to feel good about where you stand.
I just think it lies on – if this defense, you got to figure out if this defense really is what they looked like in last night's game. You got to figure out if they look like what they look like against Tampa Bay, then they should be better against those teams you just read off. And if they're better, that's going to be a major part of this. And then you take into consideration the running game. If they can get the running game up and going against those teams, then now you got to say they become an even more balanced team where nothing told me in the run game last night that you could score at any point in time or you could rip off a long run at any given point in time. And that can become a problem as you get deeper into the season, especially if weather conditions change, different things like that.
Hey,
go ahead.
Did you guys know Tom Brady's 6-0 all time versus Dallas?
No, I didn't know that.
Wow, interesting.
I wonder if Jerry Jones ever inquired about Tom. I'm talking about before he went to Tampa.
Hmm. Like, 100%.
I don't know that he did.
I think
they had Dak and they're happy with Dak and that was the situation. Like, I don't think they inquired.
I think a lot of teams probably kicked the tires on Tom Brady just to see what was out there.
I think they had a conversation internally, but I don't think as many teams did as you think. You know, I think to a degree it might have been like that with Peyton a little bit. Because he was coming off that neck injury and no one knew what he was going to be on the other side of it. Right? Because like you'd be looking at the Colts saying, well, we get it. You're going with Andrew Luck, but maybe that's also an indictment of Peyton Manning's health. And so, you know, there was a number of teams, but it wasn't like every team in the NFL besides the Colts. And it sounded like, you know, with Tom Brady, there was a number of teams, but not every single team. I mean, I think everyone probably had an internal conversation, but obviously, you know, only the Bucks ended up pulling the trigger.
I mean, I just wonder, you know, if do you think Belichick watched that game last night?
Oh, of course he
okay.
did.
Okay, I just, at what point?
Of course he didn't, right? It's like, of course he did because he had to see
right.
it, or of course he didn't because he couldn't stand to see it.
At which point do you think probably bothered him the most? Was it, you know, one of the touchdowns to Antonio Brown, one of the touchdowns to Gronk?
Yeah, the smart one.
Where
they were connected at the hip, like, yeah, when you played as long as we played as long together, you learn a few few tricks that you can apply during the course of the game.
I love how he said he's a smart one.
Yeah, he's such a smart one. I mean, I know you think he's an athlete, but oh my gosh, this guy's IQ is amazing.
I wonder, you know, if Josh McDaniels is probably watching the game away from Belichick going, Jesus, man, what are
we
doing?
Why did
here?
You do that?
Yeah, why? Like, well, come on. What are we
love,
doing
I love Mac, but my reputation's on the line right now.
Are you kidding?
Why'd you
no
do
kidding.
That?
Oh, man.
I wanted to be a head coach again.
It is Outkick the Coverage here on Fox Sports Radio.
This is Outkick the Coverage.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox, and you know O'Reilly Auto Parts, you know, O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service, they'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, friendly. And by the way, I was just at O'Reilly not that long ago, within the last month, and guess what? Needed some help with the alternator, had some questions with the batteries, they helped me right away and did it right there in the parking lot. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit them at OReillyAuto.com/2Pros. That's OReillyAuto.com/2Pros.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You already talked about that, but there's just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their new unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on! Hey, it's Jonas Knox. You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Michelin tires. Shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Michelin test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
LeVar Arrington, Jonas Knox, Brady Quinn here on FSR. By the way, we will have Animal Thunderdome coming up in a little over 10 minutes from now on Fox Sports Radio.
So exciting.
Hey, Brady, can I – so you worked at Abercrombie, right? Is that where you worked or was it Hollister?
Hollister. Right. Technically Hollister.
Yeah, whatever.
Owned by Abercrombie, but yeah.
All right. So you are familiar with like
– I needed a job, right, man? Yeah. I needed a job.
Yeah, listen, you know, it happens. But you're familiar with, you know –
I had a hot boss, by the way.
The certain
Spartan apparel.
Oh, yeah.
All
yeah,
right.
That's interesting.
Well, that, I mean, do you want to elaborate?
I mean, I was wondering.
I mean,
is the missus asleep?
We should let things go before. Too far on this conversation.
Okay.
It's legal if you were.
There was a little bit of the, initially you're signing up for the job thinking, yeah, I'm just really signing up to talk to this woman.
Good
but
for
then,
you.
Yeah, then you were like, oh, no, I actually have to follow through and act like I want to work
this job. Yeah, what's the move if you work at a mall? Is it like, hey, let's go meet at Orange Julius during the break and see what happens?
Orange Julius.
It wasn't really like that. Like, she was my boss. So I was
you got to be whipping it up.
you definitely do. By the way, I know how to make an Orange Julius, the actual drink. Like there's
really?
It's like vanilla extract is a secret ingredient on an Orange Julius drink.
You know, by the way, not that I know, I've heard this, I've read it somewhere in adult film entertainment.
Yeah.
You know, it's usually the boss that's the woman and the guy that's the worker.
Yeah.
In those fantasy fetish flicks. I've read that somewhere.
Yeah, yeah.
One of my homies told me that.
There's a lot of literature on that. You're right, LaFarge.
Yeah.
A lot of literature on that.
I was just saying, you know, it wouldn't have been the reverse of it.
It's interesting.
You
wouldn't
have been
the boss.
Time
Magazine wrote a piece on
that.
You wouldn't have been the boss. It would have been her being the boss.
She was definitely the boss.
And you would have hypnotized her with like one of those watches that go on your vest.
Is that B on your headphones for Brazzers?
Yeah. I've never heard of that. I get all my information from you.
I borrow your password when you get a minute? So
I get all my information from you.
Be careful with the Wi-Fi here. It is Outkick the Coverage. We should give a little bit of love to the reason I brought up the department store stuff. Tom Brady shows up to the podium after the game last night, and it looked like he was wearing something that he said. He walked through H&M real quick and just said, give me two of those. And it was like the hat matching the hooded sweater. But it's 87% humidity at that game last night.
But it's
Chris Godwin shows up and he's got on a Vince Carter throwback jersey. You know, that's a Penn Stater, right?
That's right.
Yeah, we are not into BO is what we are. So Tom Brady probably smelled after the game. Chris Godwin did not. So we can love on Brady all we want, but come on, man. A little bit different.
Brady
outfit
is always post-game. Very suave in GQ, man.
I know,
you got to give him the love, man.
I mean, that kind of heat? I mean, what are you going with? If you guys post game, that kind of heat. Brady, what do you wear? Like short sleeves, deep V, something stepped through the collar on? What are we looking at here?
Why do you go into this? That is what you would want to wear.
Yes.
Right. You're the king of the deep V's.
Yes.
So
I
deep
like
you can step right into it.
Deep V's are hot.
I don't like them to be that deep, but.
Deep V's are hot, man.
Yeah. It's so deep you can see his belly button.
I don't want to go that far.
Yeah, definitely not.
Not like David Bowie in the video.
I'm not really a V-neck guy. I feel like that kind of had its run and now it's over, but Jonas keeps trying to bring him back.
No,
I'm not really sure what's going on.
Because if you do your hair before, make sure it doesn't mess up your hair afterwards.
I have a little neck, so I like to wear V-neck so you can see like part of my chest so you don't just go straight to my face from my shirt.
Oh, interesting. See, that's a good strategy. I'm telling you, man.
That is so much thought given what kind of t-shirt you wear.
It definitely
that's amazing.
Is.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
By the way,
some of us have to take those things into consideration, Brady Quinn.
Yeah, we do. Listen, man.
I have a big head and it covers up most of my neck.
Yeah.
Hey, trust me, I got a big head too. I guess I never really thought about what t-shirt I should be wearing to cover up the big head.
I mean, I don't have a big head with a pretty face on it, you know what I mean? So I got to make sure I gotta make sure that I accessorize the right way. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You gotta come up with ways to improve stuff. Ugly dudes can be sexy though. Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm gonna take sexy over pretty. Y'all dudes can have pretty, right?
Yeah.
I'm gonna be the sexy dude.
Yeah. I mean, you know. Yeah, I mean? I hear you, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hear you.
Yeah.
Trust me.
Hey, Jonas, you let us here.
I'm less likely to be approached in a dark alley than you guys would be. You know what I mean?
A lot of people would say that we've gone off the tracks here. Speaking of which.
They would. I saw that.
When a train hits a vehicle at a railway crossing.
What are you
going to
do?
The results are often deadly. Be cautious at crossings, and if the signals are going, don't be tempted to try and sneak across the tracks. Even if you don't see a train, stop. Trains can't. Brought to you by NHTSA. All right, so we talked about whether or not TJ Watt was going to get his contract extension. Apparently,
he got it.
He got paid. And it felt like maybe something was going to happen because he started practicing all of a sudden. And so, you know, I mean, he's a Watt. So, of course, you know, it can't just be that he signed a contract extension and we are all good here and he's happy to stay in Pittsburgh. This from Adam Schefter yesterday. And I just want to know which one of the Watt brothers wrote this tweet by Adam Schefter. Quote, Steelers outside linebacker TJ Watt overruled his agents who believe they could get more money today, marched into the office of Steelers president Art Rooney and told him they had a deal. Then the NFL's new highest paid defensive player excused himself and announced he had to go work out. So there it is. That is the most Watt move we've ever heard. Couldn't just sign the contract and be happy with that. Nah. Got to make sure that everybody knew he got a workout in. I'm tired of this crap, Brady. You need to put an end to it.
I think it probably was J.J. Watt. That sounds like a J.J. Watt type post, but I don't get it, man. Like, I don't get it why they need to add these details and all that. Like, maybe some of it's true. It sounds more like folklore at this point. But look, they got the contract done. That's the biggest thing. We thought there was a chance that maybe they wouldn't. However, he'll be out there for him. And he's a big piece, too. Like, I think if you're looking at this defense, obviously he's one of the better defensive edge rushers, better defensive players in the game. You know, they didn't really have anyone opposite of him. You know, Bud Dupree is no longer there. And even though they've got Highsmith and they've drafted to fill that void, you still want to see those guys emerge as impactful across from him. So without Watt, they would have been in trouble. But, you know, again, the details of the contract, I have not seen enough to really give you any sort of idea as to who won that battle, because there was obviously that you know, discussion over could they get guarantees past the first year. I had sent over to you guys some notes. What I would anticipate happening is he probably gets a sizable signing bonus up front, a salary that's probably guaranteed in year one, and then probably a sizable bonus coming in March or early in 2022, and that's how they ended up satisfying him. A lot of times players will try to get all of that guaranteed money or a lot of that as close as they can to at signing, and that ends up satisfying a lot of the concerns that they have over saying, hey, I want guarantees in the years 2 and 3. Well, it doesn't matter if you get $80 million in guarantees in 7 months. I don't care if you give it to me in 7 months, 3 years. You'd much rather have it in 7 months. So if that's how the Steelers ended up doing business, that's not a bad way of getting it done.
And I think you made the point yesterday that they've got this old school way of doing things to where they don't want to really give a bunch of money guaranteed up front, that they'll, you know, add in bonuses and restructure contracts. That's been sort of the narrative on the Steelers. And I think you pointed out yesterday, look, that's all fine and well, but the game is changing and maybe they need to adjust. And it does feel like, you know, again, we don't know the details, but it does feel like the Steelers kind of adjusted here and you know, we're willing to meet him halfway. And Albert Breer pointed that out yesterday. It feels like they're going to have to give a little in order to get this deal done. But nonetheless, you know, he's back and he's ready to go for the opener. So, I mean, good for them.
TJ was in a very, very strong, leverageable, you know, position. I mean, when you think about it, they need it. And you just mentioned, Brady mentioned it so well. You know, this defense needs to have its game changer, its playmaker. He is the game changer and the playmaker pretty much of that team, not just on the offensive side of the ball. He is pretty much the guy, the catalyst of the team. And that gives you a unique set of circumstances to leverage as good a deal as you need to leverage. So, Whether traditional or not, you still have to make sure that you're keeping your franchise healthily in position to be able to be competitive. We don't know what they're going to be on offense. We really don't. But you always generally know what you're going to get on defense, and you got to have at least one or two big guns to be able to do that, and especially up front in that style of defense that they play, and he's the catalyst. So, I mean, you knew that this had to get done, and the Steelers knew that it had to get done.
By the way, Steelers-Bills this weekend, I got a sneaky feeling that Pittsburgh's going to win that game. I don't know.
Do you
why.
Really?
Yes, I do.
Wow.
I'm not betting you on it, by the way.
What's the money line?
I don't know. I'm not really much of a gambler. That's more your guys' speed. Listen, it's not really my thing. LeVar's talking about over-unders last night on a text chain. I'm like, where the hell did this degenerate LeVar come from? What happened? You hang out with Brady enough? You start talking gambling?
Well, see, with you guys, we do predictions based off of that. I've generally just done predictions. I've never listened to the lingo of it and got into it. So ever since I've been doing this with you guys,
I've been
looking it up and like figuring it out and trying to figure out the lingo of it all.
yet.
You guys have a lot of different, you know, sayings and terminologies and stuff. So I'm learning. So it was like, it was kind of fun because watching the game, I'm like, all right, I said two possession, which could be, it could be 9 points.
Yes.
Yeah. That's still two possessions.
Yeah.
So I felt like it would be close, but then now I'm watching, I'm like, come on, two possession. Then Godwin fumbled. So now instead of just being like, oh man, Chris, like, man, get it back. I'm like, what are you doing, Chris?
Yeah, I'm telling you. It'll sink.
What are you doing?
I'm telling you, man, it'll sink its claws into you and it's over from there.
LeVar, you can blame Jonas. Because that he's the one who got me into this.
Okay.
And now I feel like I'm entrenched. I love it. I can't watch a game without having to notice. I flew into Columbus, and I was disappointed to find out that they no longer have the rental car center like right there where you just walk across the street, get in your car, and go. You have to take a shuttle. Mm. And so I'm standing on the shuttle, and I'm listening to – there's a family and then a couple, and they were talking about the Ohio State-Oregon game. And they're asking this young kid, they're like, oh, how much do you think they're going to win by all this stuff? And then the couple, the gentleman said, well, you know, the line is 14.5 points. And he started to explaining essentially betting to this young man.
Good for him.
I'm not sure how the dad took it. He seemed like he was a little young, maybe start explaining this to him. But I'm listening to this guy kind of talk his rationale, and I'm thinking, I wish I could bet against this guy. I actually think I could win some money off of him.
I sincerely mean this. Remember back in the day, you guys remember watching games when there was no scoreboard on the screen? Like, you'd have to wait till the commercial, and then all of a sudden Fox put the scoreboard up on the screen at all times.
Right.
And it was a complete game changer. And it was the simplest thing. And you thought, man, how come nobody has come up with this before? Because it makes a game is so much easier to understand what's happening if you've got a score there the entire time. You don't have to wait through for a commercial for them to pop up
and
every so often.
And the number of timeouts.
Yes, like all
the down
of it.
And
all
distance.
Of it. It. Like you can't imagine watching a game without that anymore. I wonder at what point are we going to get to this conversation in which we've got the gambling line on the screen at all times.
Oh, wow.
So that people know at all times, hey, even though the game looks like it's out of reach, It's 9.5 on the line, and if the game's 10 right now, that's how close we are to people winning or losing
this
bet.
But even if there are bets that are connected to that game, like will they get a first down here? You know,
yes,
stuff like
100%.
That.
Yeah, I totally
just
agree.
Straight live betting. You know how much money they generate off of doing that?
If you're going to embrace gambling, go all the way, man.
All in.
Like the opportunity is there. So basically what we're saying, Brady, is that you're going to need to make a couple of phone calls during the break to Big Noon Kickoff. And, you know, when we're watching Ohio State, Oregon, just a little shout out to LeVar and I for coming up with the idea of, you know, betting on the screen at all times.
Yeah.
A little shout out.
No, you know, I'm with you on that. I think it's interesting because Bally Sports, which bought a lot of the regional sports networks, which the RSNs, as they call them, Fox used to have a ton, right? There used to be, you know, Fox Sports Southwest, Fox Sports Florida, Fox Sports Ohio. A lot of those then, they were sold to Disney. Then Disney couldn't have them for antitrust laws. And so then Bally's ended up being the purchaser, which obviously Bally's is a sports book. I'm still waiting for those local broadcasts to essentially have that, especially in states where gambling is legalized. Because you would think that, like, that's their business.
Agreed.
They would want to have either some sort of app or some sort of way of constantly providing you with the betting information throughout a lot of those local broadcasts for baseball or basketball. Football, it's a little different because it's more regionalized. But I do think your idea, I think it's going to be there. I really do. I think in the next 5 years, maybe sooner, I think you're going to see something like that. I think you guys are onto something.
Oh, God. See, look what we did here. Just accomplishing stuff here on Sports Talk Radio. You guys thought all we talk about is Orange Julius.
Way to go, my man.
And crank jokes.
Real out here, my man.
Yeah, what were you trying to say?
I've never had an Orange Julius. I've walked by it. I've never actually had an
Orange
Julius.
They were pretty fantastic.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it sugary, though?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I haven't had one in years, but pretty fantastic. But she looks great, folks. All right. It is Outkick the Coverage here on FSR. Oh, the thing's on in the studio. Coming up next.
How's the weather in Southern California?
The weather looks fine. It's just, you know,
This was bad.
All right. Coming up next, we are going to have Animal Thunderdome here on Fox Sports Radio.
This is Outkick the Coverage.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week, explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox, and you know O'Reilly Auto Parts, you know, O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, friendly. And by the way, I was just at O'Reilly not that long ago, within the last month, and guess what? Needed some help with the alternator, had some questions with the batteries. They helped me right away and did it right there in the parking lot. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit them at OReillyAuto.com/2pros. That's OReillyAuto.com/2pros.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You already talked about that, but there's just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their new unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on! Hey, it's Jonas Knox. You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Firestone tires. Shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Firestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Outkick the coverage here on Fox Sports Radio. LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you here on FSR. Coming up top of next hour, we are going to take a look ahead to the season opening Sunday in the NFL. We got one game in the books. We'll take a look back again on Cowboys Bucks from last night. Fantastic game. And then a look ahead to what we've got in store this upcoming Sunday in the National Football League. Right now, it is time for something we do on the show every single week. And it's called this.
Ah!
Ladies and gentlemen.
I'm just glad I was there.
Boys and girls.
I thought he thought I was like this ginormous piece of chicken.
Dying time's here.
I had a ball constrictor stuck to my face.
Sam, you have a what?
This is Animal Thunderdome.
And for that, we turn it over to Danny G, our executive producer, to find out who's been mutilated by a buffalo somewhere in this country.
Nothing like that to start the report, at least. A young giraffe named after Bengals quarterback and former LSU star Joe Burrow unfortunately died Wednesday, a day after falling ill. Officials at the Baton Rouge Zoo put out yesterday that the 20-month-old giraffe named Burrow had died after developing a sudden onset of symptoms Tuesday, including a severe cough, and he was just overall agitated. The zoo's doctors took immediate measures to try to help. They gave him medicine. Nothing worked. They even reached out to other zoos across the country, and they say none of it helped because this giraffe had symptoms that were not comparable to any other giraffes in the country. The Burrow name had been chosen in a fundraiser run by the zoo and came after Burrow spelled it that way on the back of his jersey for the Tigers senior night in 2019. The zoo said an LSU vet team has performed a necropsy to determine the possible cause of death. The official results are expected in about 30 days.
Now, that is sad.
It is. And I actually saw a little bit more on this, and they said part of the reason that led to the giraffe's death was it watched Jamar Chase in the preseason.
Oh, wow.
I
don't know. I mean, listen.
Too soon.
Don't shoot the messenger.
That's
I'm just saying.
For, man.
Hey, the guy comes out and says he's having a hard time seeing the football.
You drop the ball on that, all right? You drop the ball.
Oh, okay.
That poor giraffe.
Fair enough.
You dropped the ball on that one. It was way too soon. You could have came in with something that was sincere, kind-hearted. Instead, you completely let it go through your hands.
Yeah. Hey, well, listen.
So sad.
Hey, you know, I mean, come on. He's dropping the football because it doesn't have the white stripe like it does in college. Come on, man. Do better.
It is a bit odd. Yeah. He's the first rookie to have this complaint, and it's been that way since I've been alive, right? Like, at every level, right. You go from the high school level where you got a stripe around the football. In college, it's a half stripe, then no stripe in the NFL. Oh, it's always been that way. And I'll say this much, too, about the NFL footballs. Once I threw an NFL football, I was like, I don't want to throw a college one. Like, it felt weird. It felt small. It didn't feel good. Like, I love the NFL ball. Like, just the shape, everything. It's so much fun to throw.
To me, those balls are perfect.
There are a couple of maulings to report here. A hunter was injured Wednesday after he was mauled by a grizzly bear in Alaska's Wrangell St. Elias National Park and Preserve. Jason Long, 39, of Eagle River, Alaska, was alone near the Chisana River when a mother and her two cubs attacked him, according to the national park. The hunter called for help using a distress signal. It got the Air National Guard and Park Services to coordinate a rescue mission. They found him with severe lacerations and puncture wounds. He was taken to multiple hospitals for treatment. The park said that he was in stable but serious condition. Because mother bears are often protective of their young, as you guys probably have heard before, you do not want to go near the cubs because there is a raging mother somewhere nearby that is protective. The Park Service warned campers, hunters, and hikers to follow bear safety protocols in the wilderness. And this is not an uncommon thing in Alaska. In August, a tourist from Indiana was injured by a grizzly at Denali National Park. The victim did use bear spray in that incident, which cut the attack short. So if you're going to go to Alaska, have bear spray in your pocket.
Bear spray.
What the hell is bear spray? Yeah.
Oh, it's like this orange stuff. It's like a big...
Yeah, it's nasty.
It's a scent that has them turn around and go the other way.
Okay. Yeah.
It's almost like pepper spray, I think.
You know what kind of bear spray you need? An Uzi. That's what you need. All right, what are we talking about here?
I mean,
you think some WD-40 is going to scare off a bear?
You're in that bear's natural habitat.
What is wrong with
you? I'm just saying. Hey, by the way, you guys ever seen Deadliest Catch with those fishermen and
Guys who are all hyped up on coke?
Yeah, all those guys. Yeah. All those guys.
Like the giraffe.
Yes, all those guys. Like, it is like one of the prerequisites. You go to Deadliest Catch and it's like, do you have any sort of issues with substance abuse? And it's like, yes, well, you're hired. But why wouldn't they just one season? Danny, why wouldn't they bring a bear on deck? seriously, you wouldn't pay to see a bear catch crab on the deck of the Deadliest Catch? I mean, come on, man.
It would jump over, wouldn't it?
Who cares?
What are we talking about?
I'm just saying, edit. You could edit it afterwards, turn it into a 30-minute episode, you know?
Listen.
What? You're going to have a bear on a boat in the middle of the ocean? You think it's going to stay there?
I'm trying to make magic on TV. If you want to be negative on your own. I'm trying to make magic.
So I'm trying to understand the concept and the premise. Are you trying to avoid the grizzly while you're crabbing?
No,
is the bear trying to help you crab?
You think the bear's going to help?
Yes.
So it would be a polar bear, not a grizzly bear.
No, what you pick, who knows? Yeah, it could
but
be
how
anything.
Is it helping?
How do you know the bear's not going to get seasick?
Well, that's the part of the beauty and magic of TV.
How do you know the bear's not going to try to eat the people?
That's the point.
How do you know the bear's not going to get a drug addiction?
That's that too. Like, tell me, you wouldn't be into seeing a bear with a full-blown drug problem? Like, do you know what we're talking about here? I swear to God. Like, we're onto something here,
I think you're on drugs right
now. Okay. All right. Maybe. All right. Sorry, Danny. I don't know why these guys have to take us in this direction. Yeah.
Winnie the Pooh over here has got a problem.
I'm just saying. I don't like
to stay away from Winnie the Pooh or Smokey the Bear.
Winnie the Pooh likes honey.
Because anybody listening who may have a weak stomach owes you guys a round of applause, because the last story I had was a mauling, but it was a death of a 24-year-old Russian woman, but we're out of time. So round of applause to you guys.
Okay. Hey, by the way, Danny, you should do Animal Thunderdome After Hours, and on your Twitter account, Danny G Radio, will you have the link to the other article? Because you always find these articles that are sad, but the details are just jarring.
Danny, just save it for scraps. Save it for the scraps.
Oh, but see, we're not going to do the scraps today. We're doing the over-under.
We got over-unders. Right
here. I mean, but we should make it a scrap. I want to hear about this, too.
Yeah, I want to hear about it, too. Forget the over-unders.
All
that's
right.
What
I want to hear about
this.
So listen.
We could quickly start off hour three with that death if you guys think that'll set a nice tone.
I mean, listen.
It is a Friday.
Yeah,
I mean,
let's
probably should start with something.
I mean, I'm going to kill this weekend for certain.
That is a good point. Man, I can guarantee you Pete is not sponsoring this show ever. It's not ever happening. So we can. Go ahead and lose that one.
Hi, PETA.
All right, it is.
Don't y'all cancelers come for us.
The coverage here, Fox Sports Radio, hour three next year on FSR.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Are your wiper blades chattering, skipping, or squeaking? Don't let streaks or smearing on your windshield compromise your visibility. When it's time to replace your wiper blades, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and see our selection. Our professional parts people will even install your new wiper blades while you wait. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.